Unit 11, delivering the mail.
Later, the Persians developed a more efficient system for sending messages using men and horses. Later, the Persians developed a more efficient system for sending messages using men and horses. Later, the Persians developed a more efficient system for sending messages using men and horses. Along these roads, fresh men and horses waited at special stations to take and pass along any messages that needed to be sent. Along these roads, fresh men and horses waited at special stations to take and pass along any messages that needed to be sent. Along these roads, fresh men and horses waited at special stations to take and pass along any messages that needed to be sent. This system worked in the same basic way as the Roman system. This system worked in the same basic way as the Roman system. This system worked in the same basic way as the Roman system. There were over 10,000 stations where a message would be passed from one rider to another with a fresh horse. There were over 10,000 stations where a message would be passed from one rider to another with a fresh horse. There were over 10,000 stations where a message would be passed from one rider to another with a fresh horse. One family, the Von Tuxis family, gained the right to deliver mail for the Holy Roman Empire, most of Italy, and parts of Spain. One family, the Von Tuxis family, gained the right to deliver mail for the Holy Roman Empire, most of Italy, and parts of Spain. One family, the Von Tuxis family, gained the right to deliver mail for the Holy Roman Empire, most of Italy, and parts of Spain. In 1653, a Frenchman, Renoir de Villiers, established a system for delivering post in Paris. In 1653, a Frenchman, Renoir de Villiers, established a system for delivering post in Paris. In 1653, a Frenchman, Renoir de Villiers, established a system for delivering post in Paris. Unfortunately, de Villiers' system came to an end when jealous competitors put live mice in his letterboxes, ruining his business. Unfortunately, de Villiers' system came to an end when jealous competitors put live mice in his letterboxes, ruining his business. Unfortunately, de Villiers' system came to an end when jealous competitors put live mice in his letterboxes, ruining his business. Eventually, government-controlled postal systems took over from private postal businesses, and by the 1700s, government ownership of most postal systems in Europe was an accepted fact of life. Eventually, government-controlled postal systems took over from private postal businesses, and by the 1700s, government ownership of most postal systems in Europe was an accepted fact of life. Eventually, government-controlled postal systems took over from private postal businesses. And by the 1700s, government ownership of most postal systems in Europe was an accepted fact of life. His idea helped the British postal system begin to earn profits as early as 1850. His idea helped the British postal system begin to earn profits as early as 1850. His idea helped the British postal system begin to earn profits as early as 1850.